It's a Heidel Minicast. And now, Scott Clark.
Today's minicast comes from Herman Bavinck, Reformed Dogmatics, Volume 4, translated by John Friend, published by Baker Academic, 2008. This episode is part of a series against postmillennialism, which you can find at heidelblog.net/postmillennialism, or check the resources on the Heidel blog for this episode. If the Heidelcast helps you, won't you help us keep it going? Click on the PayPal link on the Heidel blog, or send a check to Heidelberg Reformation Association, 1637 East Valley Parkway, number 391, Escondido, California, 92027. Our passage today comes from page 674. It is a constant New Testament expectation that, to the extent which the gospel of the cross is spread abroad, to that extent, the hostility of the world will be manifested as well. Christ is destined to be a rising for many, but also to be a falling for many, and to bring out into the open the hostile thoughts of many. He has come into the world for judgment, krisis, so that those who do not see may see, and that those who see may become blind. Matthew 21:44, Luke 2:34, John 3:19 through 21, 8:39, and Romans 9:32 through 33, 1 Corinthians 1:23, 2 Corinthians 2:16, Hebrews 4:12, 1 Peter 2:7 through 8. In the last days, the days that precede the return of Christ, the wickedness of human beings will rise to a fearful level. The days of Noah will return. Lust, sensual pleasures, lawlessness, greed, unbelief, pride, mockery, and slander will erupt in fearful ways, Matthew 24:37 and following, Luke 17:26 and following, 2 Timothy 3:1 and following, 2 Peter 3:3 and Jude 18. Among believers as well, there will be extensive apostasy. Temptations will be so powerful that, if it were possible, even the elect would be caused to fall. The love of many will grow cold, and vigilance will diminish to the extent that the wise will fall asleep with the foolish virgins. Apostasy will be so general that Jesus can ask whether, at his coming, the Son of Man will still find faith on the earth. Matthew 24:24, verse 44 and following, 25:1 and following, Luke 18:8, and 1 Timothy 4:1.
Thanks for listening. Tune in tomorrow for more from the Heidelcast, brought to you by HeidelbergReformationAssociation.org. Don't forget, when the coin in the coffer clinks, the cost of bandwidth shrinks. Copyright Heidelberg Reformation Association. All rights reserved. This is a Heidel Media production.